The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. We live in a desperate time. It is not unlike the day our forefathers faced in 1776 when they wrote our Declaration of Independence. They listed in that declaration 27 violations which King George III of England had committed in stealing their God-given rights. Our current national government is committing many of those same violations today. Consider the words of the Declaration of Independence which identifies those violations. Our national government has, quote, attempted to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us in the following ways. Number one, it has, as the Declaration says, refused assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. The national government ignored Public Law Section 108, which period before a law that has been read once can be considered for a vote. The current Congress ignored this law when they passed the so-called stimulus package earlier this year. Secondly, this current national government has, in the language of the Declaration, erected a multitude of new offices and sent here swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. The huge growth of this current administration is going to mean a huge growth in taxes, and through the Internal Revenue Service, they will eat out our substance. Thirdly, Mr. Obama and the current Congress have, quote, combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution. If Obama has his way, he will commit us to the Copenhagen Treaty, which, in the name of a clean environment, will move us toward being under the complete control of the United Nations. This would completely nullify our national constitution. Fourthly, the Declaration said of King George III, quote, he has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. It could truthfully be said of Mr. Obama that he has abdicated government here by declaring innocent human life out of his protection and waging war against the unborn of our land. Note how one of his first acts upon taking office was to restore government funds for various international groups that promote abortions. Fifthly, likewise, Obama is like King George III in that he has, in the words of the Declaration, altered fundamentally the forms of our government. His so-called stimulus bill will, in effect, transform us from an economic system of free enterprise, which values the individual and his ingenuity, to a socialistic one that values the state only. An individual will be worth only so much as he can contribute to the good of the state. Sixthly, Obama has, as the Declaration says, abolished our most valuable laws, that is, our state constitutions. He did this by pushing into law the hate crimes law, which removed the right of our individual states to define what marriage is. He has forced on us the acceptance of homosexuality as being normal. He has attempted to overturn our God-given right to call homosexuality what the Bible calls it, perversion. Our founders said in the Declaration of Independence that King George III was, quote, unfit to be the ruler of a free people. You decide if Mr. Obama is such. The Bible says, woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet. For the sake of your children, so that they can have the liberty to hear the truth, think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including being able to read the entire text of this program, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.